RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker in Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Pooper Scooper Jody makes $45,000 a year. And I might quit my job and go help her out. That's pretty awesome. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Adam, who lives in beautiful Everett. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good, man. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, by the way. I hope you know how much we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks. I listen to it all the time. It's one of my favorite segments.
Well, appreciate that. You know, we did ask the question, is this a valuable thing enough to fight management on? And everyone was like, yeah, you got to believe this helps everybody out who's looking for work.
Yeah, it does. It does help everyone out.
I love it. So, Adam, you clean out HVAC vents. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so an HVAC cleaner outer, a venter cleaner outer.
A vent cleaner outer.
I'm still in the pooper scooper mode, Poopers, like venter cleaner outer.
The scooper,
you know,
of the poops.
Just trying to make it rhyme.
And we do like kitchen hoods and stuff like that, you know, any kind of vent, any vent work.
Okay, all right. I love it. Okay, so let's put a minute on the clock. We're going to ask you all the questions. When we're done, we'll play a song, we'll gather our thoughts, we'll come back. Myself, Gabe, and Captain Ron, we will all guess what we think you make, kind of based on what you told us, but then you will share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
I'll say it, he loves it. All right, here we go. I got a minute on the clock. Gabe, let's fire it off and let's try real hard for you to wrap up your thoughts before the buzzer interrupts you this time.
Okay.
Try to plan that.
Okay.
All right, here we go. 1 minute, begin.
How long have you been a vent cleaner?
2.5 years.
Do you do, because you mentioned oven hoods and all of that, is it residential or is it commercial?
Commercial.
Have you received a pay increase in the past 2 years?
Yes.
Have you ever found anything inside a vent that really spooked you?
No.
Do you own a home?
No.
Do you recommend this line of work for somebody who's claustrophobic?
Absolutely not.
Is there like a clear next step up job-wise, like in terms of what your title is?
I'm a lead now. I could move on and just go into and drop the cleaning end of it and go into just HVAC. More into HVAC and installing HVAC, probably.
Okay, are you in an HVAC vent cleaner outer union?
I am not.
Buzzer went off, Gabe. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you to plan better?
I hate it.
Save for presents. Stop.
I hate it.
Okay. Listen, timer went off, obviously, unfortunately for Gabe, again. But if you want to guess, you want to jump in here, what do you think Adam and Everett's making cleaning out these HVAC vents? Text your guest to 46150. Hey, put your name and where you live here in the PNW on that text, because I'm going to use it as my guest. And I want to give you some love on the air. So do that. And if you can hang out for 3 minutes, Adam is going to share his salary right after the song.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is HVAC cleaner Andrew. He lives in beautiful Everett. Before we find out how much he makes, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Andrew?
He's been doing his job for about 2.5 years. He is not in a union. He doesn't own a home. He has received a pay raise in the past 2 years, and he said he plans to keep doing it for the foreseeable future.
Excellent job. Yeah. Nice review, Gabe. That was some of your best work. Yeah. I'm being totally serious.
I was stressed.
Nah, you nailed it.
Yep, nailed it.
Thank you.
Adam says you nailed it. We love you. Okay, Captain Ron, you're up first. What are you thinking?
Okay, so because he's not in a union and he doesn't do HVAC itself, he just does the cleaning, and because he is a lead, I'm going to say 60.
60 is seemingly like would be the salary average, right? It's a good safe guess there. Gabe, what are you thinking?
Ron said 70.
60.
I'm going to go 70.
No offense, Captain Ron. She's just not listening to you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Mild dyslexia.
That's okay. It's fine. All right. You know, I will. Now I'm looking for the text that I want. That's how I play this game sometimes. And I do appreciate Samantha in Tacoma. She's just a little bit less. 2 years is not a ton of time. No union. He's a lead, but he's still just cleaning, not working straight up. I'll go 55. So I'm going to go lowball on that deal. 55, 60, 70. Those are our guesses. That doesn't really matter. Adam, everybody's chomping at the bit. They want to know how much you actually make cleaning out HVAC vents. You seem to be a happy guy. So let's end the guesswork. It is time to share your salary. What is the number?
85.
Get that in the mind, son. 85, dude. Wow.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, that's rich, Adam. You're cleaning up.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yep. I see what you did there. Wow. And gosh, you know, after 2 years too, Adam, that sounds pretty good. What's your high side here, you figure, at the end of the day?
I think probably right around 100, probably.
Oh!
Wow.
And I already have school. I already went to school, so I have a degree already in HVAC, too.
Wow.
So I can move on to HVAC at any time that I want. So,
man. I did not realize you could get a degree in HVAC.
Me neither.
And it's fairly common. But, you know, here in the PNW, it's kind of funny. When I moved here 5 years ago, I was shocked coming from Arizona that nobody had air conditioning. Nobody.
Yeah.
So that's why I guess residential is kind of a dumb question. You got to make your money in commercial.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more popular, though, in residential around here now. But, yeah, a few years back, no one had it. But it seems to be getting more and more popular as the years go on.
Random question for you. Are you ready, Adam?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is there a business that you recall stuck out in your memory because they kept it oddly cold at their place of business? Like, for whatever reason, and you had to make sure that thing was locked in.
The fishing companies out here, a lot of their warehouses and their offices are pretty cold.
Yeah, I would say. Well, what do you think we're talking like when you go into Costco, into the cold area where the vegetables, the produce, the dairy, how cold is it in there? We're talking like 40, 45?
Yeah, right around there. You are correct.
Wow. So it feels like 40, 45.
Where is this train going?
It's going into Adam's
mind. Does it
have
a caboose?
He's an expert.
Okay.
So I'm wondering. Okay, Adam, listen, congratulations. That was truly enlightening. You're making a great living after 2 years, and we appreciate you listening to The Wolf. Thank you.
Yeah, please keep fighting for the segment. It's a good segment. So
I'm fighting a good fight. Tomorrow I'm bringing in a sword. We'll see how they like that. And if that don't work, I got a flamethrower and I'll burn the place to the ground.
No swords.
No swords?
We know how that went last time.
Okay. Gabe says no swords, no swords. Fine. I'll just keep fighting with my words.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adam. We love you, buddy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.